It's time to bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, and we ain't clowning around, that's for sure.
Do you realize now how many people don't know what we're talking about when we say
howdy-doody?
I mean, there's probably only 20% of the population that knows. I'll never forget. I knew I was getting old when my daughter Karen was growing up. And she came to me one day. I think she was like 6 or 7. She asked me what time it was. And I said, it's howdy-doody time.
Duty time.
And she looked at me like, what time is it? I want to know. What's this howdy-doody time?
Yeah.
Well, anyway. Well, it's weekend time, Pat. We had a concert start here, of course, in Sharon on Wednesday. Beautiful weather. God for that. Thursday, yesterday, the concert up in North Canaan, the series that continued. Tonight, we have the art opening at Maplebrook School, and we also have the gazebo concert, which is going on in Great Barrington. Tomorrow, a concert at the Rudd Pond, put on by the Northeast Milton Library at 6:30. Going on this weekend, tomorrow, big day in Falls Village for garage sales and a big tag sale all throughout town. On Sunday, we have the car show going on in Falls Village. The biggest little small car show in the world. Thousands of people show up for it. Over 200 cars fill the town with what's going on. And also Sunday, there's a big sale going on at the fundraising sale at the Center on Main in Falls Village. And the Sharon Fire Department, they have their pancake breakfast on Sunday. So, and it doesn't let up for you, Pat. Tuesday, we have a big outdoor event going on at Noble Horizons, their 50th anniversary picnic. And then the following weekend, next weekend, Railroad Days weekend. So, I mean, there's no rest for the weary. And that includes next week as well, the Sharon concert on Wednesday, the North Canaan concert on Thursday. So, I mean, we have a lot of things coming up here, Pat.
Well, you know, the only shower threat is tonight. There's a couple of sprinkles in the area right now. Did you hit anything this morning?
Yeah, some very, very light sprinkles.
Yeah, that's moving east. That'll dissipate. And then we'll have a shower tonight. So 80 to 85 today, mid-60s tonight. Partly sunny, less humid, 80 to 85 Saturday. Sunny Sunday, low 80s. Sunny, middle 80s on Monday. So right through the weekend, we do not see any rain problems.
All right, and we'll check with you Monday for Tuesday through Sunday.
Yeah. Yep, we certainly will do that. I'll be watching that very closely because not this weekend, but next weekend, I go on vacation
next
for a nice week.
How? Where are you going?
I'm going down south. I'm going to Delaware.
Oh, you're going to Delaware. No Cape this year.
Nope. I called up first. We called Maine, and that was in March, and there was just literally nothing available, especially dog-friendly, pet-friendly. So we scrapped that out, and I did not want to go back to the Cape. I did that last year. We started thinking. A couple of friends of ours said they were in Delaware. They had a nice time, all the outlets and stuff like that, you know, no tax. So we said, fine. It's an easy drive. It's a lot less than going to the Cape. You know, the Cape, generally, they say, oh, yeah, you can make it in 4.5 hours. Not from here, you can't. It's an average of 5 to 6 hours at best to the Cape.
Oh, from where you're? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah, enough is enough. So that's the story there. And, you know, I was kind of wondering, my friend David and Elena, who we mention all the time up at the lake, they went to Tennessee. On their vacation, they drove there. I was kind of wondering why in the last few days I did not hear from him. Because David's pretty good. He gets up early, like I do, and he's on the computer, and he's, you know, just around. You know, he plays around. And he always emails me, and I didn't get an email. And I said, uh-oh, this is a problem. What could be the problem? And I'm thinking to myself, well, I didn't say anything about the movie, so it can't be that. I hope him or Elena are not sick. So yesterday I got a text from him very quickly, said, we'll call you later, period. That's it. Nothing else. And then last night he called me, sounding terrible. he went to visit his Air Force buddy that he hasn't seen in a long time with his wife in Nashville, and she didn't get tested. She was coughing and had a sore throat and the whole bit. And when they left a week early, David tested positive for COVID, and then she went and got tested and she was positive. So they're thinking that's where they got, well, he got it. So far, Elena is okay. But she said to me, she said, Pat, to see David driving home so sick, she said, I wanted to drive, he wouldn't let me. She said, his hands were shaking on the steering wheel because he had 103 fever. Nice. And he drove 14 hours from Nashville to New Jersey.
Now, did he get his shots?
No.
All right.
No, he did not. It's on his Air Force records. He had gotten a couple of shots in the Air Force and had terrible reactions. So they have a note on his Air Force records that this person cannot be vaccinated. You know, for some reason, he has terrible reactions, so he didn't get it. But you know, that's a tough fall. You know, 103 fever to drive 14 hours and cut their vacation time in half.
Is he feeling any better now?
He's feeling better. Doesn't sound better, but he's feeling better. But he said, we will obviously not see you this weekend. He said, we will quarantine. I said, okay, great, David. Just feel better. So that's a scoop. And only goes to show you, COVID may not be the number one story in the news, but unfortunately, it's out there and still alive. Unfortunately.
Well, the good news is that as a non-vaccinated person who can't get vaccinations, this is why I say there's certain people who just don't want to get vaccinated because they don't, either can't medically or they really don't believe in it. He obviously was healthy enough to fight it off.
Right.
So you know, but yeah, it's out there. And it will, you know, I'm kind of glad that they went and visited. He went and visited his old buddy, and I'm sure he is too in the end. Because you know what? When's the next time he's going to get a chance to visit him?
Yeah, you don't know.
So you know, he's you know, figured. You know what? Let's do this, and he'll stay home, and he'll get better when he's home. He'll relax because he's going to quarantine, but he's going to relax at home,
right.
And he'll get better, and he'll be back to normal. So
right.
So that's what we all have to look at, you know. Yeah, we all have to make those decisions ourselves. We really do. But, well, you know, he could have seen, so it would have been, the only thing that would have benefited out of this is had he not gone, you would have had more to do with him with the movies.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, I'm glad that he's recovering.
Yeah, so that's that. And, you know, that's it. I'm headed up to the cabin, hopefully tomorrow afternoon. As long as it doesn't rain, I'll head up tomorrow afternoon, bring the mantle fireplace up, and start work there.
Now, you still haven't heard anything back from the town, right? Anymore?
No, I haven't heard a word.
Because you're letting your guy handle it, right?
I'm letting Danny handle the whole thing, and I'm not putting, you know, I'm not putting any pressure on it, because the way I look at it, it's already July. They don't even have the permit. We would be lucky to see that even started before we close up, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So I'm looking more toward next year, not this year.
Oh, well.
Well, yeah, a little disappointed, but that's the way the cookie crumbles, isn't it?
Yeah. All right. So, are you going to go see Top Gun Maverick?
No.
Why? You just don't like?
I was never a Tom Cruise fan nor Top Gun.
All right.
No, I hear it's good though.
Yeah, I'll wait till it comes to streaming.
You know, I think it's a good idea.
I'm going to wait till it comes to streaming. There's certain movies I would love to go see at a movie theater.
Jurassic Park.
What?
Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Yeah. Jurassic
Park. I want to go see that. It's still in the movies.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be nice to see in the movies. All those big screen thrillers like that, with with dinosaurs and Godzilla and stuff like that. Much, I mean, I enjoy watching them at home, but much, much better on a big screen. And I'm sure that, I'm sure there's people that like movies that like, you know, regular movies, unlike me, who likes these big action adventure things. But people who like really nice, who like movies for the cinematic experience, there's no comparison to seeing something on a big screen than to seeing it even on my 90-inch screen. There's just no comparison.
I agree. I have the same TV you have. It's surround sound. It's great. I love the sound and everything. But no, to be in the theater and see it on that big screen, it adds a whole new dimension.
No, it's just the way it should be. And I know people that watch movies on their iPhone and their iPads.
I can't believe that they... I mean, I watch it on my iPad up at the lake.
Yeah, well, that's different.
You know,
you're at the lake.
Because I have no TV up there. But how about these people that watch it on their cell phone? Give me a break.
I know. I don't know.
No.
We're too old, Pat. We're getting too old.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, let's recap this forecast through the weekend.
Yeah, well, basically partly sunny today and tomorrow, 80 to 85, low 80s Sunday, mid-80s Monday, and by Tuesday we'll be around 90.
All right, give my best to your friend, even though I've never really met him.
Yes, I will. Thank
I feel
you.
I feel like I've met him through all the movies he's been in.
Through all the movies, right.
All right, well, you have a good weekend, and I'll speak to you on Monday.
Monday it is.
All right, Pat, take care.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.